This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is bypassing the nation's elected lawmakers as he claims the authority to defer payroll taxes and extend an expired unemployment benefit. Trump signed several executive orders at his New Jersey golf club Saturday after negotiations with Congress on a new coronavirus rescue package collapsed. The president moved to continue paying a supplemental federal unemployment benefit for millions of Americans out of work during the outbreak. However, he reduced it from $600 a week to $400. Trump also extended a moratorium on evictions, deferred payroll taxes for a year, and continued a suspension of student loan repayments. It is not clear how much of what the president has signed will actually occur, because the Constitution gives Congress the power to allocate federal money. Protests continued in the streets of Beirut Saturday night after a day of demonstrations over Tuesday's devastating explosion that killed nearly 160 people and injured almost 6,000. Police fired tear gas at stone-throwing protesters, and some demonstrators stormed the Foreign Ministry building during Saturday's protests. Aya Mazoub is a human rights researcher who told Britain's Sky News that people are furious that government officials knew that more than 2,700 tons of explosive material was being stored in Beirut's port.
There hasn't been a single apology. There have been barely any resignations and none amongst high-level officials. I mean, it's just the response has been absolutely shocking.
The disaster has increased public anger in a country already reeling from an economic crisis and the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News.